The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 520.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the host of the Work in Progress podcast, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Tiffany Para. Tiffany, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm doing great. I'm really excited about being on this podcast. It's actually the first podcast I've been on, so that's super exciting. My name is Tiffany Para. I'm a 22-year-old graduating senior from Cal Poly SLO. I currently have my own podcast called Work in Progress that highlights up-and-coming creators and the process of how they got started in their endeavors. I also manage an Instagram community called Flex with Food, which is based around merging fashion and food. And in my free time, I enjoy working out, hiking, and further developing my projects.
Thanks for sharing that. And Tiffany, what's your cultural background?
So my cultural background is my father is from Colombia and my mom is from Peru. Both my parents came to America in the 1980s. And I think the one thing that my parents really instilled with me as I am, I guess, a first generation American was that the fact that you really have to work for everything that you earn. And so seeing their own entrepreneurial pursuits and the fact that they created everything for themselves really inspired me to create projects where I could begin to create my own future.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote would have to be empowered women empower women, because I see this every day. I love podcasts. I listen to this great podcast called Bossed Up, and the host of that one is Emily Aries, and she's constantly highlighting these amazing women and showcasing what they're doing. And I think that by seeing women take on roles in leadership, whether it be political or in business, it's really motivating and inspiring to know that later down the line, maybe in 10 or 20 years, I could be one of those women who in turn gets to inspire other women. So I think that by listening to the stories of people who you aspire to be, it's really motivational and shows you that the journey is possible and it's there.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is a funny thing. See, I think it developed for me, you know, later on, like unknowingly. So when I think about self-confidence, I think of it as this invisible cloak, and it's something that you don't realize it's like happening while it's happening until you put yourself in the same situation that you were before you developed that self-confidence and you noticed, oh, I'm not feeling any anxiety. I'm not thinking about what other people are thinking of me. I'm just living in the moment. And I'd say that that's what self-confidence really gives you. It gives you the ability to live in the moment and not have to think about any external factors, but really just be present in what you're doing and have the confidence to know that you're kicking butt in whatever you're doing.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Tiffany, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
See, that's an interesting question. It's a great question because for me, I'm only 22, so I feel like I'm still on this journey. So it's hard to say what my life was like before, since I'm currently on this path towards developing more self-confidence and just being a more comfortable person, I guess. But what I can say is that new experiences definitely gave me a level of confidence that I didn't have before. So I was studying in San Luis Obispo for 3 years, and then I went and did an internship in LA last summer. And then following my internship, I went abroad to Madrid, Spain. And I noticed things like when I came back to SLO, I noticed that I was way more motivated. I had really a purpose, a drive as to what I wanted to do and what I wanted to complete. And things like working out at the gym, where it's like primarily men at like the workout stations, like things like that used to like intimidate me. And I used to fear like, oh, I don't want to make myself look stupid. But now I work out 5 days a week lifting weights and I don't really give it a second thought. So I think that it's a continuous journey. But as I said before, it's really those moments where you catch yourself thinking, oh, this used to be weird for me and now it's not, where you realize, oh, there has been some development happening.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, the beginning is always like weird and awkward because it's something new and we feel like we have to get it right the first time, but it just takes practice and, you know, we just progress every time we do it. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
So, like I said, it's hard because I'm still transitioning. I'm still trying to like fully develop my self-confidence. But I think what I really want to express to everyone listening is that I still care about what people think. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, a truly confident person can probably like brush off what anyone else thinks of them and, you know, just does them, lives themselves to the fullest. But to be completely transparent, I obviously want everyone listening to this podcast to enjoy the podcast, to enjoy what I'm saying. And I think because a lot of my projects are based in social media, it kind of feeds into that. I want to obviously gain more followers, to gain more opportunities. And so I do want people to like what I'm saying and like the content I'm producing. But ultimately, I think it's developing that self-awareness. Like, okay, I do care about what people think, but how can I limit that and in what terms? So for me, it's never as shallow as just, oh, I want more people to follow my Instagram page or listen to my podcast. It's about what are the opportunities that can come from this opportunity and what value can I provide to my audience. So I think developing a self-awareness is extremely important to understanding how you can develop that self-confidence eventually.
Thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Definitely. So the one tip I would give is to ask yourself, where are you investing your free time? Is it watching YouTube or listening to a podcast? Chances are there's a common theme within the content you're consuming. So use that as inspiration to develop your own thing. Whether it's developing custom sneakers or creating your own podcast, start executing on the things that you're passionate about. Because through that, you will unlock new doors of self-discovery, and slowly, without noticing, you'll develop a self-confidence. Because, for example, I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and then one day it kind of clicked, well, why don't I just develop my own podcast? Through developing my own podcast, I was able to learn things through Audacity, technical skills in audio production, as well as just better communication skills. And these are transferable skills. Self-teaching yourself a new skill or just interacting with people day to day helps you in your daily life. And eventually, the more skills you acquire, the more confident you become in yourself as a human, and you can place yourself in new situations without having to worry about the thoughts or concerns of other people.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say you guys should definitely check out my podcast if you're interested in getting more information on how you can get started in your own endeavor, whether it be starting your own clothing brand, magazine. I have a wide range of guests highlighting their process of how they got started. And then I also manage the Instagram community called at Flex with Food. That's on Instagram. And I develop a lot of video content on LinkedIn, which I feel like could be really valuable for your audience. So feel free to check out any of those links. And please let me know what you think, because I'm always open to feedback.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Tiffany, you can also head on over to the taofselfconfidence.com and search for Tiffany's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Tiffany for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you, Sheena. I really believe what you're doing is super important. And I think that the more self-confidence women develop, the more leaders we'll have, and the more empowered women there will be to empower more women.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for being on the show. It was really an honor to have you on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.